And I warned you I'd be back. I have returned from my meal, and I have been informed, rightly so, that I didn't actually tell you all where I was going to eat. And this is a truly, truly bad thing, because where I went was absolutely incredible. I've grown up eating at a place called the Old Spaghetti Factory. And every year when I was a kid, we'd go visit my grandma who lived in Idaho. So we'd go through Salt Lake City, Utah, and we'd go to that one. And I have, you know, they have them all over the world, but I haven't, they don't have one in Fargo. So I keep missing out. And so when I discovered, when I heard today that it actually was like, right, you know, very close to where I'm staying, I decided that that was going to be my treat to myself. And so I got one of my favorite meals, only they had a, got a twist on it, actually. It's Mazithra cheese and brown butter. And Mazithra is like a type of goat cheese. And so the sauce is this cheese and brown butter. But then they added a twist to it. They added bacon and mushrooms and garlic. So I ended up getting that, and it was fabulous. I asked for double mushrooms, and I'm glad, because if I'd asked for regular, just the regular mushrooms, I probably wouldn't have gotten any, because I hardly got any at all. I was really disappointed in that. But the meal comes with bread and really, really good butter, and it's nice, fresh, hot French bread. And then you get a salad or soup. You can get milk, coffee, tea, that kind of stuff with it included. And then you get either spumoni or vanilla ice cream for dessert. And it all comes as part of the price. So I did very, very well tonight. And I'm ready to have a food coma. I'm ready to pass out anyway, just because I'm so tired. But so that's the story, and the cab story, if I have time. Let me see how much time I have left here. Okay, I have time. The cab story situation, I think I typed in the address wrong, because I booked online, so I gave them an avenue address instead of a street address, because I'm still trying to get used to this here. And so the guy was going to the wrong address, so that was my fault. But then he decided to try street, and he found me. So when we got to the restaurant, I said, well, what do I owe you? He says, don't worry about it. It's on me. So he didn't charge me for my ride. So he more than made up for that. And especially since it was most likely my fault anyway, I got to look at the email and confirm. But I think I messed up. So that was good. I'm not going to be boycotting the cab company. And they were very, very fast on the way home, on the way back here. So very much made up for the first time. So it's all good, and I'm going to post this. My battery's getting low, so I gotta plug it in. And then I'm gonna start thinking about bed. Oh man, it's only 7:30, but it feels like it's about midnight, so I'm gonna go away, and I'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.